Hey everyone, this Sparkle season you can join our struggle to entertain and inform here at the Crab Diving Network by buying all the crap you're going to buy for people at Amazon. If you click on the Amazon banner on the Crab Diving website or go through the link at crabdiving.com/Amazon, we get a little commission at no extra cost to you. Spread some seasonal joy as you help spread the crabs. Go to crabdiving.com, click the Amazon banner, and shop your asses off.
Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the sea students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not off the disgusting purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a few minutes after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then possibly you're listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at the awesomest place in the whole goddamn universe, crabdiving.com.
Yay.
However you're taking us in, we appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live for you. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What up, America?
What up,
you
America?
Fucking racist.
It's a very xenophobic, misogynist
God, we
assholes.
Suck.
Not a misogynist, xenophobic asshole,
no,
however.
No, not at all.
We're honored today, Ryan?
Yes, absolutely. The very funny.
I'm going to adjust some levels.
Oh, you're adjusting levels.
Introduction.
Yes, sitting in live in the Crab Diving Studios is comedian Chris Oliver. Say hello, Chris.
Hello, everybody. Yeah, Mrs. America.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I don't know if we can. Hear Chris.
For those of you not familiar with Chris, he co-runs the Doubt of Comedy Studios in West Hollywood. What's wrong?
We can't hear Chris.
We'll be checking the cables here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Well, that's probably my fault. Chris, you're from the South, right? I was just telling him before we started the show, I like to have people in who are from the South, since the people we talk about so often are from the fucking South. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Hello? Okay, good. Now you can hear me.
Yeah. There's a fuck up. There's a fuck up in the cord.
I think the cord might have a little kink in it.
I just bought that
kink
fucking thing.
It's usually good.
That's true.
However,
but not,
this
not
kind
in
of
this
situation.
Not in this.
Motherfucker.
So welcome again, Chris. Thank you. Now that
sorry
we can
about
hear
that.
You.
But yeah, I'm originally from South Florida.
Where? Where in South Florida?
Stuart, which is about an hour north of Palm Beach.
Okay.
But then I lived in Georgia for a while.
Oh, yeah. You were in Athens, right?
Athens, Georgia,
shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
North Florida. No, Southern Florida and then to the mountains of fucking, you know, Ned Beatty. Rape me in the ass, North Georgia.
Is that one of the counties? Like,
yeah.
Well,
what was the county yesterday? Twatsylvania? No, Spotsylvania.
Spotsylvania.
Right, right.
Virginia.
It's amazing.
Oh my god.
So welcome.
Yes, welcome.
Happy to be here.
Another person from the Redneck Riviera.
We could do pre-plugs.
Oh yes.
And then we'll do post-plugs. What pre-plugs? Do you have going on before we launch into the show?
Well, tonight I'm hosting the open mic at Dow Comedy Studio every Friday night. Tomorrow night I'm hosting our regular Saturday show, You Had to Be There. Every Saturday at Dow Comedy Studio.
The Dow is cool. You guys have all those, is that old album covers up
yeah.
on the wall? They're pretty
yeah.
great.
You just have pillows in the audience?
Is it, yeah.
Is it that zen?
No, it is very zen, it's though.
Not quite, but it's the most it's zen. Couches.
No, no, it is, cool. It's the most zen fucking comedy club
and a lot
ever.
Of
right, I mean, well, there's no comedy club is zen. There's nothing zen about it. I'm just saying it's a very, you know.
Yeah, it's a very mellow space.
Right. It's very chill.
Oh, cool. And that's every Friday night. And you tweet that stuff out?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Every Monday night, we have a women-only open mic. And we're also going to have a show Sunday night. It's the last Sunday of every month. We're not going to do one Thanksgiving, obviously, so this will be the last Sunday. So the feminist comedy show called Pussy Riot that we do every awesome. Sunday.
That's fucking great. Chris runs it with Bobby Oliver,
who
was just
awesome
here.
Guest not right. that long ago here on Crab Diving. Go to crabdiving.com.
We got both listen, Olivers.
Listen to previous episodes of this Spun Gold.
That's right.
Here. And if you go to iTunes or Stitcher, hey, motherfuckers, leave some good.
Five stars.
Yeah, reviews and shit.
Or go fuck yourself.
Don't be stingy, people.
Yeah.
Right. Come on. God damn it.
You can't
use Christmas not, fucking season.
It costs you
nothing.
And it's not, stars aren't finite. You give out as many fucking five stars as you want.
You can.
What's the matter with you, man? Yeah,
don't be GOP about your...
I already don't like you, whoever you are.
Right.
Right.
Trickle that shit down. Well, wait, that doesn't work.
Yummy.
Trickle it up.
Right.
So, you know, there's all kinds of... Really, still, I think most of the headlines that are going on right now is all the just goose-stepping xenophobia that's fucking coming.
It's gross.
From the assholes on the right. I've got some stuff. I got stories. I mean, pick, you know, it's like a tree of twatitude.
Pick
one of the fruit off of it. As
dude,
far
I
as
saw
the GOP.
Some map that they were labeling all the country, all the states that will not take Syrian refugees in. And guess where they're all from?
Let me guess.
The South.
Of course. There's the South and the rural Midwest. And the
Florida
mountains.
Is not taking any refugees. Alabama is not taking any refugees.
And there were
who the fuck wants to go to Alabama in the first place?
Yeah. True. Yeah, he was the first one, that Alabama governor was the first one to say, we ain't taking none of those refugees. And I think we tweeted out, well, why would, you know, we wouldn't want to throw them from one religious extremist regime to another.
Right.
Why would we want to do that? That's Judge Roy Moore.
Oh, wonderful.
That's his junta.
What a dickhead.
Or whatever the hell you want to call it. His caliphate.
I mean, if you think about it, too, if Alabama should fucking pitch in, this is something they can actually do that would be a plus for the country. They could give some people who need it a place to fucking live. Because isn't Alabama one of those negative states? Isn't Mississippi a negative state? They don't do anything for us.
Yes, welfare negative. You know, tax, federal tax dollar negative. That means that they get more than they give.
Which I don't give a fuck because I'm not an asshole GOP fucknut. But you would think, this is the one time.
We kind of do give a fuck. It's being brought up right now.
Right.
But
it's true. But, I mean, you know, they could take in some refugees. They could do some fucking good, right?
Right.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not like... It's not like anyone thought that Alabama was not going to be the place that said,
That's true.
We don't want to take any foreigners
That's
in.
True.
True.
Are you shocked? Because that one state on there, you'd be like, oh, I can't believe that.
Yeah. It's all the places, you know.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's not like fucking Oregon or New York.
Mm-mm. Right. No. Oregon, the governor there, she's has been on all the pundit shows. Saying, we're taking everybody. We'll take them all. We welcome them in Oregon.
And that's a state that just experienced terrorism.
Oh, yeah.
Domestic white guy terrorism.
They're a little gunny.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but also, it's a ridiculous conversation because it doesn't matter if the governor says, yes, we'll take them or no. They have no fucking authority to not take people.
Right.
Oh, is that true? You can't, if you're a governor, you just can't shut down your own little shitdom?
You can't just put up a... Sorry, you got to get out of Alabama.
We're going to start doing papers. Papers at the interstate.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Is that what this country's going to fucking turn into?
Well, you don't need to do papers if you're wearing a little badge. Like, what's his fuck want?
Oh, sure. We'll each have, like the rich people get where they can drive fast here in California.
Oh, have you noticed that?
Get those pass things.
You notice those carpool lanes on the 110 South going out of L.A.?
What's up with that?
It used to be carpool. It used to be
carpool
lanes.
Yeah,
two people you could go, but now you have to have an iPass or some bullshit. Or a CalPass, which basically means if you pay $270 fucking dollars for a year, you can drive in this nice lane with no traffic.
Seriously, the last time I drove the airport, I was enraged by the thought that
pitchforks and torches.
The hardworking people,
yeah,
who, because we have no goddamn fucking public transportation of worth in this shithole, are forced to drive to their shitty jobs that don't pay enough. But the rich motherfuckers are like, well, we should have our special lane we don't get held up by all those bus boys and pool people.
Well, think about it like this, too.
Lawnscapers.
Think about all the parking violations. You know, think about that. All the people that, you know, they're trying to park to get through their fucking day. Maybe they can't afford parking at their own building or whatever. This parking bullshit, I mean, you could say that's kind of classist, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Taking advantage of people that don't have a normal place to park. They get more fucking parking tickets. That's bullshit. Is nobody with me on this?
No, yeah. The whole thing is kind of set up.
What's going on?
Oh, and then
I'm a minute behind. I was just monitoring the show, and I'm listening to Les Mis. I was like, oh my God, that popped up again.
And then if you're not paying your parking tickets,
they take your fucking car.
They'll take your car. You can end up in jail for unpaid tickets.
How punitive? Right? How punitive do we have to fucking be? My God, can't we get some carrots? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what about some incentives? Like in fucking, Germany or whatever. Don't they give you vacation days there? They don't give you dick here.
They don't give you a minimum wage for
right.
shit here.
Yeah. I mean, I think you should be, can you be more on mic just a little bit? Oh, sorry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, perfect. Oh, that's perfect. Now it's golden. Yeah. But it is insane, though. Everything is so disproportionate. I mean, they really do fuck you. I really am shocked at how bad they fuck you in L.A., for having a car, for having the only fucking possible way you can tool around. That's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'd say, you know, part of it is, I mean, it's just hard.
Yeah.
There's nowhere. I mean, you got to find parking spaces in a congested city.
I know. And you just tried to do that when you had to park here. It's probably a big pain in the ass.
Yeah, well, actually, I someone had just pulled out, and I
pulled
around and got their space, but
yeah.
It's you know, there's a real problem. I mean, there's real reasons why we don't have a decent public transportation system, because we happen to live in a city that's like the size of Arizona or something.
Yeah, it's so sprawling.
You know, it's kind of hard to we couldn't possibly have public transportation as good as New York here.
Oh, fuck
right.
No, I went to New York not too long ago. That's the best subway system in the fucking planet. You can get anywhere and they even have Wi-Fi. Don't they have Wi-Fi in the trains?
I think we did the story once. They're converting, I think it was New York, they're converting a lot of the old pay telephone kiosks
into Wi-Fi.
That is badass.
Transmitters.
I love that.
Yeah.
Right now, what do we do with them? It's just a place to come, you know?
Yeah, I didn't. I started noticing them.
What the hell?
Just kidding.
Who are you fucking that can fit inside
Have
of that little
seen,
tiny
turn into Superman?
I'm in love with the phone booth. You don't remember
You're a foot tall.
Hey.
2 feet tall.
that telephone booth is spinner. but no, you've seen those telephone booths around. They're just people actually use them
in this neighborhood.
It looks like people take shits in the phone booths here. Really.
But a lot of them are actually functioning, though, here in this neighborhood.
They're being used by Al-Qaeda, sleeper cells, anchor babies.
That may not be all that inaccurate.
when I do see somebody on a payphone, I'm like, holy fuck, what's going on?
Yeah, well, I started noticing them after. Did you listen to Serial?
Where?
The podcast?
No, I never listened.
Because it... You know, it was about a crime that took place in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
And there was, you know, a public phone booth was kind of central to the evidence. And after listening to that, I started noticing, you know, as I drive down Beverly, for example, where all the payphones are. There's a lot of them still there, like around 7-Elevens and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, wow. I mean, I just kind of erased them from my mind because –
You know,
whoever even thinks of them anymore.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I love the idea of repurposing all that old shit for something else. That's kind of cool. I always thought it'd be fun to take a church and turn it into a titty bar. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I do like the idea of like, isn't there an apartment building around here that's carved out of an old church? Do we walk past that or something?
Yeah, they've done that. Yeah. Well, there's also the Jewish temple that is now a Korean Presbyterian church.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I think
crazy.
It is or something like that. So I don't know. What kind of magic spells do you have to cast?
I don't know.
To get rid of the Jewish temple-ish part.
What
I mean, are they
Jesus do you have you, to be?
Is that a legal upgrade? Is
yes.
that like Windows 8 to 10?
Oh, right.
If you go from Judaism to...
Why does Scientology...
To Presbyterianism?
Yeah, I don't know if you can go the opposite direction,
right.
though.
What religion? If you had to pick... This is fun. If you had to pick a religion to be, what would it be? What would you pick? What's that one? No, what's that one about the religion of fucking? What is that one?
Oh. You mean Hindu?
Raelians. We talked about them.
Oh,
that's
it. Yeah. Nanu, nanu.
Well, because Hindu, they have right. the whole, the Karma Sutra.
And, oh, yeah.
And they have temples that have, you know, all these carvings of sex positions
oh,
and
wow.
stuff.
I was trying to get
great.
To the gong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
Perfect.
Very nice.
Perfect. Do you want to get to the headlines?
Oh,
see
yes.
what's going on?
Are we sounding better?
In this, you know, I tried.
Right.
It's interesting because you add a third mix, you know, with the setup we got here, and everything goes all Twitter pated.
Maybe I hit something with my elbow at some point.
No. I just think it's we need to.
We should have prayed.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Probably
yeah,
we should have prayed yeah. before the show. That's Chris's fault. I asked him. I was like, we usually pray before the show, and he's like, I will not pray with you. I'm just kidding.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
Yeah, gay god.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines. As soon as I find the news drop, there it is.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the crab diving news studios high atop the crab diving tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, November 20th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines.
Over at the commie, pinko, liberal...
Defeat!
Huffington Post.
Fuck you, boy!
What they find the most importante thing.
Ew.
I guess we're doing some public shaming.
Okay.
Time to fling some... electronic poo-poo
dee 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 dee.
Upon the headline says, Capital Cowards,
uh-huh.
Dems blame White House for refugee disgrace. So this must be those Democrats that jumped ship, the 47 of them, was it? Yeah, 47.
Oh, yeah.
Who voted for this, quote,
Jeez,
safe
47?
Yeah. That's shocking.
Yeah, that is.
Really gross, right?
They're scared. Wait, they're scared of 5-year-old Syrian children. Okay.
Right.
Grow the fuck up, you fucking assholes.
They molded their little Barbie dolls by plastic explosives.
This is truly just, this is a low point.
I mean, don't you feel like, no matter, sooner or later, we're going to get hit.
Right.
You know, whether we keep them out or not. Someone's gonna, set something off. I mean,
it's inevitable.
Horrible.
We said the other day on the show, those Tsarnaev assholes. I mean, as far as we know, they were pretty much lone wolves who just decided to take it upon themselves to go on the internet and figure out how to make a fucking bomb.
The Boston
out of
people.
A public, yeah, out of a, I mean, out of a pressure cooker. And they killed a bunch of people and held a city hostage for a couple of days.
Seriously, and they were on their own,
right? So I you're right, it's inevitable that something's going to happen. But we've also allowed in, what is it, 750,000 refugees since 9/11, and 0.0 of them have ended up on the terror watch list.
Oh yeah,
our vetting process is so,
but fuck your facts.
That's it. It doesn't matter what the facts are. Like these people that, like, when Donald Trump or Ben Carson speaks, it doesn't matter if they say shit that has nothing to do with reality.
Right.
It's just, it's stuff that sounds right to the people they're talking to.
Their idiot frothing base of
now, though, is becoming scary.
Oh, so
much scarier. I don't, I mean, I thought they went batshit loony last time. And, you know, especially as a baby-eating secularist here, I was worried in the last election, but damn, now, especially with Trump saying shit like, let's put Muslims on a list, let's register them,
let's
carry cards of some sort.
Today, on the way to the doctor, you're like, hey, Trump wins, moving to Costa Rica.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's a little scary. He's already blocking journalists from his, I read this morning, he blocked one of the journalists, he didn't let him into one of the rallies. They saw the guy and they kicked the guy out because he doesn't like the way he's being reported on.
You know what it is? It's a business guy, right? He's not used, he's in charge of people.
Mm-hmm.
He's,
right.
Isn't used to serving anyone but himself. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a worse person to run a country.
Exactly.
What a dick. Anybody's going to run it like a business, like his business, bankrupt it, fuck it in the ass.
And then make all the profits off of it.
Oh, yeah. Golden shower, golden parachute.
So I guess these Democrats that bailed and voted with the Republicans, the simpering little...
Christo-statches.
Pearl-clutchers, yeah.
Christo-snatches.
In the corner, right. Terrified of some 8-year-old Syrian kids coming across the border.
Think about it. A little kid braving that whole fucking journey, surviving, and these fucking dicks in their expensive suits and all their comfort and security can't offer them shelter. Fuck them. This is lunacy.
And this is like the one thing we can do. You know, to make things better there. Because, anytime we try anything military over there, it just makes it worse.
Oh, yeah. Are you saying this, since we can just offer them shelter and not blow anybody the fuck up, maybe we should do this?
That seems like, to me, it's the logical way to go.
I don't understand that. I'm an American. How can we help the Middle East unless we're blowing it the fuck up?
Right. Oh, God, I can't. There we go.
I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
Glenn Beck. Thank you, Glenn. Ladies and gentlemen, ringing in.
Well, at least we got an apology. Huh?
Right.
We did.
Something.
So, it's just a story about how these Democrats that went rogue.
Yeah. Oh, let's go rogue.
With the voting on the Syrian refugee bill, what they're claiming, they're running out there. By the way, ours didn't. I checked.
Okay. Thank God.
Javier Becerra.
Thank you, Javier.
Voted with, humanity.
That's like one of those votes where you're like, how can I vote for this person again?
So wait,
if you
Becerra did vote for...
He voted to allow them in, okay. Or to not throw this extra obstacle, which they're saying, oh, it's just one more step. What's the big deal? But these steps are this one step is so onerous that it basically is just shoving a big giant plug right in the middle of the whole process.
No. That's kind of one of the most frustrating things about politics to me is that, I want to fucking vote out these hateful Republicans, but all the people in my district are like the most far left. Right. I just had to vote for Javier Becerra again.
We're screaming 1,500 miles over to Oklahoma, right?
I mean,
and fucking Nebraska, and Kansas, and
you know what you
Texas.
Do, though? You incentivize. If I was in charge, say, listen, liberals. No. This is not Hitler-ish. You're not. Don't. No.
Should I find the clip? Should
I give
it
an
ready?
Incentive. I give an incentive to somebody like Chris. I'm like, listen, Chris. I'll give you, and it's tiered. You know what I mean? I'll give you an incentive if you want to live in, say, Bakersfield, that's conservative in California. So now it's a blue guy living there. Or do you want to double that incentive?
I don't know about this.
You want to double that incentive?
Isn't this kind of like you're forcing every gay person to go befriend a stupid redneck?
If I was in charge, I would give Chris a $10,000 per year annual tax break, tax incentive to live in Slocum, Alabama.
Oh. No,
I still would not take it.
No, you would. So. I don't know. $10,000. Mm. How much? That's like, how much would it cost? Would you have to pay me?
That was an accident. It really was.
What would you, I mean, to live in Mississippi, what kind of benefit would there have to be?
Oh, Jesus. Benefit. Mississippi.
I'll even put you in a, I'll put you in a city, in a metropolitan area. I'll put you in Jackson.
I need a free apartment. With a 24/7 glory hole.
Oh, yes. We've installed the blowjob machine.
Right.
I would maybe go to North Carolina.
No,
that's
no,
as far
no,
as
no,
I
no,
would
no,
go.
Not good enough.
But look at you purpling it up.
You
yeah.
lived in Athens,
but even
Georgia.
There, yeah. But Athens, Georgia is, I yeah. mean, that's like Portlandia.
That's UGA, though.
Right, yeah.
That's, you know, my brother, did you ever go to UGA, University
no,
of Georgia?
No, I never went there. But.
This is kind of fucked up. My middle brother, our Alaska correspondent, studied at UGA, studied sociology. He said a lot of the problem is there, all the tenured teachers, they're all conservative.
Oh, really?
All the people that get tenure are right, supposedly, for conservative publications or whatever. They're all Republicans. Why? Why is there that fucking bias? I mean, it's a publicly funded university. He's like, so if you're a big lib and you're taking those classes, you're working with professors who, you know, maybe don't value your opinion as much as your fucking, you know, GOP yeah. friends.
I don't know. I hear people, I mean, I hear a lot of conservatives with the same complaints about well, their liberal
fuck
professors.
Them. Yeah, that's fuck them. I hate them.
Fuck consistency.
Right. I am a hypocrite, though. Well, the problem is with a lot of this, the left-wing positions, they're right. I'm sorry. If you're for gay marriage, you have the moral high ground, right? I mean, you're right.
Yeah,
There's
you're
no
right.
There's no other way around yeah. it. So, you know what I mean? So we have the moral authority over the other side, right?
But they have Jesus.
No. Well, okay. Well, okay, fine.
Well, they pretend to.
You have Jesus. I have Thor.
We have.
How's that? Fuck off.
That's yeah. so funny because when I lived in Athens, they were erecting the new Civic Center, and right. they were going to put a statue of Athena outside the Civic Center because it's Athens.
Right, right. Oh, come on. Did they lose their shit?
Oh, yeah. People were writing into the news. I saved this. Someone wrote into the newspaper saying, you know, I can't believe that we would invite God's hatred onto our community by erecting this statue to a false idol. And so then I wrote a letter to the editor and said, yeah, I agree with that woman. I think, you know, we should not be erecting this statue of Athena, this false god. We should be erecting a statue of the one true god, Thor. And I wrote this whole thing about, you know, when the days of Ragnarok come, yeah, right. only those who have welcomed
Asgard,
Odin
yeah.
into their hearts are going
to
ascend to Asgard. And anyway, then so like the next week, I kept checking the newspaper because I just knew, you know, some Christian was going to respond to me about that. Someone did respond to me, but it was this, I imagine it was probably someone who was studying mythology at the college, wrote in and she was like an Odinist and was mad that I was making fun of her religion. Worshipped Odin.
Odin's a character in a comic book.
I read something.
That's what I said.
Well, I read something recently. You know, it's coming back in Iceland.
Oh my fucking god!
Really, the Church of the Thoric or whatever the fuck you call it.
Thoracic.
The Thoric.
Thoracic.
The Thories are coming back.
Thoricians
in Iceland.
Oh, cool!
That they're actually like building the first. Temple to Thor.
They just don't have anything to do there.
1500 years or whatever the hell.
You live in Reykjavik. You're like, hey, all right, we've done just about everything in this tiny little island. Let's
what else is there to do?
Let's live in the world of make believe.
It's
called
Iceland. Yeah, it ain't great here.
Let me believe in something.
Right. You know they believe in fairies there.
Oh yes. What kind? Like
not. You know,
Tooth Fairy.
Bjork.
Right.
Bjork.
Right.
Is Bjork a fairy? Is she from
Iceland?
She
might be. Yeah, she's from Iceland.
A Bjork?
I think they recently, like,
Bjork.
I don't know, like, named the
deified her.
Yeah, I would.
Capital after her because she's, the only thing that's ever come out of Iceland.
Right. Are they good people over there? Are they a horrible theocracy?
Listen, aren't they the ones that that did it right during the whole crisis in 2008?
According to my Facebook memes that I've read,
right?
Yes,
yeah, goddamn right. Yeah, they instead of bailing out the banks and filleting the bankers and giving them bonuses.
Oh, right.
And leaving them stay in their jobs.
That's the best thing about being a banker.
They let the banks fucking fail.
Oh, yeah.
They threw the banks, the bankers.
Right.
In the Icelandic jail.
Wait, we can't do that to white people.
They did.
Oh,
it's an outrage.
Well, that's terrifying.
But there's no one there but white people, so they
say, can't claim it's racist.
They pull the short straw there.
God, you know, there's
got to
be.
We need to get some black people in here to take this heat.
You know, there's got to be like 10 black people in Reykjavik or something like that. I just can't imagine.
Wait, in Reykjavik? Who the fuck lives there anyway? I mean, if you're listening, I'm very sorry. I don't mean to be a dick.
Bjork?
Sounds so shitty.
Probably has.
We love Bjork. I like Bjork.
I love Bjork, yeah.
All right.
There we go.
I do Bjork.
Crab claws up for Bjork.
Good for you.
Bjork. Later, if you hang around, ladies and gentlemen, in the about an hour, we'll be able to listen to the current top hits.
Oh, that's right.
According to the Billboard Hot 100, we play clips of the top
Any
five.
Any Bjork?
Thinking no. Oh. I'm thinking Bjork hasn't been in the top of the pop charts for a while.
Right.
A new Bowie song, maybe?
Wait, is there another new Bowie song out?
It came out yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, did it really?
A new Bowie video.
Fuck, it's not
going
to be in the top five because it's not by Justin Bieber. It's a little dickhead.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Bieber's.
Oh, my God.
Bieber's burning up the charts right now.
Why are 12-year-olds fucking with our culture? I hate that more than anything.
You had to be on Bieber bashing embargo, right? You couldn't.
Well, they might be listening. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh, dude,
they don't let the girls listen.
Are you getting Twitter attacked by?
No.
They don't let their girls listen to our show.
Right.
Don't
stop
believing, dude.
No, because I was doing a show. I was visiting my friend Gary. I was in Chicago last week, and the weekend it was the best fucking time. It really was fun. But I did a show right down the street from his house, and I think his daughter asked if she could go, and he was just kind of like, no, it's not. You guys. But we were there, and anyway, they were buying tickets to go see Justin Bieber. Because, their daughter's 14 years old, they're kids. And I started bringing up all these Bieber news stories, and kind of got a look, and it was, I got a look. It's like, and I get it. Like, some asshole's visiting. I don't want to shit on, his daughter's favorite singer, she's a kid. So anyway, but we can say whatever the fuck we want about One Direction.
Oh,
I'm not kidding you. You can shit on One Direction all you wanted. But just
is that a rule?
Yeah. They're anti One Direction.
There you go.
Yeah.
Vintage Bieber.
I had fun in Chicago. That's a great city.
Yeah.
It's killer.
My hometown.
Great transit. And more exciting politics in Los Angeles on any given Sunday.
But 2 months from now.
Fuck. Yes. Oh, yes.
It'd be like hanging off a Jack Frost tape. Horrible.
I can store sperm on the sidewalk.
It's nasty.
Right.
Follow us on Twitter. Tweet us during the show if you like. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yay. Tweet us.
We are at Crab Diving, CrabDiving.
Yes.
You can Twitter us during the show.
And tweet Chris Oliver.
Yeah, absolutely.
At Chris Wood Oliver.
Chris Wood Oliver.
Damn it, I just looked at it.
All spelled like it sounds.
Right.
Also follow
like
us.
Wood, though, like Wood, not like W-O-U-L-D.
I wouldn't Oliver if I were given the choice.
Right.
Also follow us on the Facebook, ladies and gentlemen, facebook.com/crabdiving. We put all kinds of stuff up there that we don't talk about here on the show, that we do talk about here on the show, memes.
Shark attack stories,
and all kinds of fun stuff. Recently, it seems to be mostly about what's going on over in the with Paris and the dick watery of our fellow Americans here who are like, keep the brown ones out.
Maybe it is lucky. This is such a fucked up thing, but there is something crazy in the fact that we're in the middle of this loony election, like particularly loony election, where we're seeing these crazy right-wing nut job, like nearly Taliban-type fucking leaders running for the president. And then this horrible terrorist thing happens.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we get to see how they react to it. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I worry, is this going to be the thing that makes Americans say, yeah, okay, we'll go with Donald Trump. He's right. He'll stand up to these fuckers.
Oh, my God.
Which, I mean,
what a fucking nightmare.
I guess, according to all the numbers right now.
Here, Trump, here's the nuclear football.
Hillary would mop the floor with him, hopefully.
Yeah, I think.
But if something happened, like you said, something's bound to fucking happen.
Dirty bomb goes off in New York.
Exactly. Then all of a sudden, the anuses of the South are going to clamp shut.
Fuck you.
And all the ninnies are going to, the independents are going to go Trumpy.
They're going to do exactly what ISIS fucking wants you to do.
Exactly.
Fuck faces.
Which is what happened with the stupid vote yesterday.
Yeah.
Exactly what ISIS wants to happen. That's they depressing. Want us to demonize the Muslim community so that they're turned against Western society even more. And ISIS can say, look, come to us. We'll feed you. Suck on our titties. Here, you come, know, come, come.
Yeah. It's kind of like it's a sick test. It's a test for this country. How do you react?
It really is.
Oh, fuck. Really poorly.
Yeah. We're not doing well. We're not doing well.
Any state to refuse those Syrian refugees. I don't care how fucking Tea Party-like you are. I mean, God, we screamed about it yesterday. What would fucking Jesus do, you fucking dickheads?
Right.
Yeah. You can't argue. He would.
Right. And
fuck them.
The French are even reacting. It's typical French. It's kind of a mixed bag because they got a lot of right wing nut jobs there too. The Le Pen.
Sure. Yeah.
Marine Le Pen.
Fucking Vichy.
She's nuts. Yeah. And. But so there they're kind of pulling a little 9/11-y bullshit, that bullshit Patriot Act, that lie. And they're suspending some rights there in the France, but then they're also turning around. It's a mixed bag, kind of. It's not as bad as here, I guess, the reaction.
It's a different shit sandwich.
Or a mixed baguette.
Yes. A shit baguette.
And
it creeped him in.
But then they've said, you know, they had committed to taking in.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do this off of memory, which, you know, Friday, ladies and gentlemen. 30,000, I think, refugees they had committed to take in.
Yes.
And even after what happened last week, the heinous massacre.
They're sticking with that.
God, what would it be like over here if that happened to us?
Oh, God, we'd be deporting people.
Yeah.
Herding them up.
Camps.
They're saying, we got another one today over at the Raw Story.
Iffy.com,
one of our favorite sources here.
Liberal.
On crab diving. I thought I had saved it. Now I got to look for it. But there's a another state legislator. She's a state senator here. And it's frightening, the rhetoric that's going on. But she basically saying, well, you know, maybe we got to put these people in camps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we got to put them in camps. And then yesterday we read, go to crabdiving.com.
I can't imagine what could go wrong.
Right. We read that letter from that asshole mayor of Roanoke, Virginia.
Fuck you, boy.
Yeah.
Who said he invoked the fucking camps of World War II that the United States has apologized for and we have acknowledged is just a horrible shit stain on the Constitution, that we rounded up Japanese-American citizens in addition to Japanese nationals and threw them in fucking camps! Camps!
Well, you know, like Michelle Malkin defends the Japanese internment camp.
That hag.
Like, wrote a book defending the Japanese internment camp.
That's amazing.
God, how do you write a whole book on that? I mean, if you have all that hate, jeez. A whole book defending the fucking internment camps.
It's amazing.
That's loony.
It's just, it's terrifying. Jeez. And are we going to be able to whack this heinous mole down? Are the sane people, are us commie liberal mincing weenies out here in California...
Yeah.
Gonna be
stoned.
And, you know, Chicago,
right,
and New York, and all the civilized nations, all the civilized cities of California.
Oh, sure.
Are we going to be able to knock this one down?
I don't know.
This is really scary right now.
Right. I mean, if you have a policy, and anywhere in that policy is the word camp, I would say it's not a good policy, right?
Aren't these the same people that are clutching their guns and their Bibles and are worried about the Obama FEMA camps?
Right.
Right?
Sure, yeah. Well, but those are places to put white people.
Oh.
That's a problem.
I get it. There it is.
Ain't no white people going in any camp, okay?
Definitely not Camp Crystal Lake.
Flag-waving Texas man arrested at mosque after wiping boots on prayer rugs and cursing the worshippers. See, this is what the Donald is sowing.
Such assholes.
And fucking Ben Carson and, Rubio. We tweeted out Rubio went full fascist, Hitler-y.
Yay.
Today, he said, he was interviewed, and he said something like, well, you know, I don't know if we have to close the mosques, but we have to close where these people are meeting and getting radicalized.
What?
I don't care if it's a cafe, if it's a restaurant.
What? But see, they did not even understand how the fucking modern world works.
Right.
Like, you don't need a place.
Right, right.
You've got Facebook, you've got email, you don't need a place.
But they want to come over here. Well, this is Little Bangladesh. It doesn't. But they're dumb enough to come to Bangladesh and think they're that everybody's a terrorist.
Yeah.
And start closing their stores and closing their restaurants and closing their businesses because, terrorism. I mean,
but how do you
Rubio said
gotta
that.
Educate? How can you educate America that every Muslim is not a terrorist with these fucking yahoos?
Right now you can't.
Yipping every 5 seconds about Islamic extremism and shit like that.
And it's so weird.
Insightful language.
I don't know. I just can't imagine them believing it. And that just means they're evil.
Yeah.
I mean, that just means that for personal political gain, so that they can fucking stay in office because there's the House is up, everybody's voting in the House
right.
the next time.
And you know what I get
and
after I
retire? And
there's
Senate seats coming up.
I'm going to have a sweet chair on some fucking board
right.
or some stupid fucking company.
Right.
And then they're willing to just, present the starfish of the nation.
Present starfish.
To whoever.
our national sphincter has been compromised.
Right. Without permission.
What are we going to do?
I mean, if the national sphincter is into that, that's cool. But,
I don't think it is.
Right. I don't think it's inviting that one.
No third input.
We can go. Let's dial our calendars back.
Too late.
And dial. Hold your breath for 18 or 20 minutes and your IQ will match those that read the Drudge Report, ladies and gentlemen. Over at Drudge.
It's Syria.
Well, they linked to a Daily Mail.
Oh.
This is Mali. This is what happened this morning. Horrible. There was a terrorist action in Mali.
Oh, man.
At a hotel massacre in Mali. It says bodies lie piled up in pools of blood. This is the Daily Mail. So,
we'll be heavy on the carnage.
Oh, yeah. Bodies lie piled up in pools of blood in gore-spattered corridors of hotel where at least 27 hostages were slaughtered. By gunmen, as one-eyed Marlboro Man jihadist. This is a Daily Mail, which uses the paragraph title structure for some reason.
Yeah.
Marlboro Man jihadist blamed for attack.
Huh.
The Radisson Blue Hotel was attacked by jihadists armed with AK-47s and hand grenades in the Malian, thank you. Company of capital of Bamako. 10 gunmen took hostages, dozens of hostages inside the hotel.
And fuck that.
Where
terrifying.
80 people escaped unarmed.
Oh. Well, and these aren't even ISIS, these are Al Qaeda.
Oh, shit.
Right.
We forgot about Al Qaeda.
I know. We're like,
the Al Qaeda affiliated group. Al Murabitun, based in the Sahara of northern Mali, have claimed responsibility for the attack, which began when armed militants entered the grounds in a vehicle.
Shit, that's
which they say had diplomatic plates, so they waved on with diplomatic plates, right? If there's some shenanigans going on there. There's the prerequisite pictures of carnage on the Daily Mail.
Well, they had taken over the whole northern half of the country a couple years ago.
Right.
And the French came in and fought them back. But they had banned all music. That's the way I was aware of it.
But what's that got to do for the fucking, you know, the tourism scene there? Yeah. No fucking music.
Well, however, wait till we get to the top five, and Ryan will be saying, ban music. Yeah. Ban all the music.
I'm going to copy Al-Qaeda for a second.
Right. So that's the headline for the drudgies.
Fuck you.
They're really, I mean, that's, you know.
Enough with the fear mongering.
An actual
guys.
Valid headline, though, over at Drudge.
But how pussy. It's so pussy, you Republican pussies.
New slaughter.
You're scared of children.
Sure, they are trying to.
Xenophobics.
You know, get everyone's little granny panties in a bunch.
Yes.
Over there. And granny and grandpa.
Well, but let's be, I mean, this world really is turning into a fucking shithole right now.
It's, yeah. Right?
Really? No,
it really is
to the
fucking
party.
Horrible.
Sucks. You gotta fix it. I don't know what we're gonna fucking do.
Oh, hey, you guys. Georgia?
Yes.
Out of Tifton, Georgia?
Oh, I know Tifton very well.
A luxury home.
Oh, yes.
It's a bunker that can withstand a 20-kiloton nuclear blast.
No, nuclear blast.
Yeah, allow me to say that correctly. I apologize. 20-kiloton nuclear blast.
Nuclear.
It's on the market now, right?
It's for sale. 12-bedroom. Maybe this should be the crab diving compound.
Wait.
Especially if Trump takes over.
And you can you can vote in a red state.
Oh, yeah. Tifton, Georgia. I know Tifton, Georgia. What's there to do?
Where's Tifton?
Beautiful.
It's south. It's in the southern half of Georgia.
I want to see it.
Oh, there's no. It's a video. Yeah, yeah.
It's a picture of the for sale
right.
sign.
It's like a stock photo from Getty of a for sale sign.
Does it come with like food? Is it stocked with food? Is there a moat?
Right. You have a subscription to Jim Baker's.
Oh yeah.
Food.
Are you familiar?
It's 12 bedrooms.
Oh my god.
12 bathrooms built in 1969, renovated to meet government standards in 2012.
The people that were living in it before decided they want to get a tiny house.
Right. Now,
so they're getting out of there.
We're going to get a armored boat, be sovereign citizens out in the 10 miles out in international waters. the home also has, here we go. The facility built in 1969 and fully renovated to government standards in 2012. The bunker can withstand a 20-kiloton nuclear blast, having 3-foot thick walls.
Yeah, what, you think a gun owner lives in this motherfucker or what?
Decontamination showers.
So
you can Silkwood.
Go to Tijuana and come back.
Well, wait, okay. So, I mean, if you live there, it's just a shower. That's just a shower. So that's not too strange.
They have new secure air intake systems, luxury apartments, sleeping 13, 5 staff bedrooms.
Oh, I love it. Wow.
Perfect for a sex cult.
There's a home theater.
Really, yeah.
Home theater seats 15.
A home theater.
There's 6 separate HVAC underground systems.
Okay.
So you multiple redundancies.
Great.
So you can breathe. There's a spring system throughout the building so it absorbs blasts.
Oh my god. Spring light.
There's conference rooms, first aid nurses room.
Conference rooms, good. We're going to have lots of conferences.
Broadband.
Oh, okay.
With static IP addresses, meeting all EPA standards, modernized commercial kitchen. Come on.
Is there any books?
If you do, if it's not too irradiated upstairs,
okay.
You have 100-yard outdoor firearm range.
Jesus.
Oh, okay.
Jesus fucking Christ.
The only
thing you can do,
train against the zombies.
Right.
Well, the zombies are the black people could be coming from Atlanta.
Right.
No shit. Listen to this bullshit.
We got a cross burning pit over in the South 40.
I have a friend from college who grew up in Tifton, and yesterday she posted about this.
Come on
Facebook,
really? Awesome.
And she was like, had no idea this fucking house was in Tifton her entire life.
Well, so. It just looks like it's a little above ground. It's a little tiny cement building or something like that. They don't really have pictures of it. They have renderings.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Oh, wait, here's pictures. It looks like what you'd expect in a zombie apocalypse. Yeah. It's very industrial. Yeah, it looks like if you go to...
The home theater looks
like nice. Movies from Russia from the 70s. Yeah. It's kind of the vibe that you get there.
That's the vibe. That's the kind of vibe I want for the rest of my days on the planet.
You get that's the thing.
There's an armored Humvee, too, by the way, that comes with
it. Oh, nice.
Okay, well...
I can't understand, like, wanting to live through the fucking apocalypse. Oh, yeah. Like, it doesn't seem like life's going to be any good.
You know what? We'll spend the money now, and we'll get some really sweet drugs to take us out.
Right,
you know, when the shit hits the fan. You're not surviving. We were just talking about this. We're watching The Walking Dead on the Netflix, and when we were out, and there's a couple of places in here on this block that I picked that would be perfect to ride out the zombie apocalypse. Dude, you know, schools, mainly these schools. If you can get your hands on one of these schools, I think you'd be safe for a while.
Sure, but I don't know. I mean, to me, that was like the big advantage of moving to L.A. is we could just be at ground zero and die in the blast.
That's why you left the South?
Fuck right. Yeah, let's get this shit
I'm not
over
riding
here.
Out the, these doomsday prepper assholes. That's what these guys are. I bet they have shitloads of food in that huge bunker.
Oh, sure.
Oh, my God.
And you know they have...
A lot of frozen pizza, ramen noodles.
Right. Probably not a lot of falafel.
Right.
Okay. The soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
A little bit of Jim Baker hawking his...
You remember Jim Baker?
Bullshit.
Chris?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Jim Baker, sure.
You know what he does now?
And Tammy Faye. No.
He's back. He's back. He does all... What does he do? These infomercials or these podcasts? Or he's like a YouTube show, right?
Jim Baker?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's got a channel on cable.
You know what he sells?
Or a show on cable, I mean.
He sells Doomsday Prepper food. I shit you not.
Buckets.
Yeah, buckets.
Buckets of soup that for the apocalypse. For when the shit hits the fan, for when the brown people start coming for your stuff and your girls.
It's like Ron Paul with his gold.
Oh, exactly. Oh, yeah.
The same fucking thing.
Glenn Beck, too. Glenn Beck is way into the gold stuff.
Well, Glenn Beck has a fashion line, the 1791 jeans.
Exactly.
What?
Yeah, Glenn Beck has a motherfucking fashion line.
1791 what is that, the year the Constitution was written?
Ding, ding, ding. I think so, yeah. I think so.
How cool. Good am I?
Dude, go on that website and see how much his shit is. It's expensive. His jeans are like $100.
They are.
That's unconstitutional.
That should be illegal because his idiot fans are buying them. You know they are.
Oh, yeah. Who wouldn't want to, when you go to the fucking rec center, have the fly
Glenn Beck
jeans?
Trying to figure out who would wear this shit. Yeah, the rec center, like church or something. You got, oh, man, I'm going to Walmart. Give me them Glenn Beck jeans. I want a Glenn Beck shirt.
Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
Rough and tumble straight leg jean from 1791. $205 fucking dollars.
Man.
Okay, fuck him.
$200.
So, fuck that guy.
Fuck Beck. He's a loser, baby. Why don't you kill him?
Right.
Fuck you! Oh, that was...
Yeah. No. It deserves bullets and screams.
White. All right, we did it. We killed Glenn Beck.
That's media rape right there. Since when does your no mean yes? My gosh, maybe we should have a lesson on rape. You've just raped Bill Cosby.
little Glenn Beck.
Those are all clips from montage.
little Glenn Beck montage there for you guys.
Oh boy!
Don't rape Bill Cosby.
I don't know if 17.
we don't actually endorse the raping of Bill Cosby.
I mean. But, you know, he should. Right. I mean, you know.
What if he got the wrong drink one night?
Oh, Bill?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He had to have. No. That had to have happened. He had to have fucked it up one time. At least. He raped all those people? Only the people we know about?
Yeah, that's true. It was a pretty frequent.
At one point, he got the fucking glass. He got the wrong glass, and he took it. And you know what probably happened? He probably passed out, and the person he was with took care of him. Probably gave him a place to sleep.
Yeah. Kept
him safe.
Put a blanket over him. Probably, tucked his sweater in.
Probably didn't rape him.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
We can never know for sure.
Yeah. What a fucking asshole.
The odds are pretty good.
Jeez.
Over at Raw Story, just to, you know, add more bullshit. One of the columnists from WND, where you can go and see when the next blood moon's going to predict the next apocalypse, ladies and gentlemen.
I love it.
Over at WND, right-wing nutjob dickwad, Bert Prelutsky.
Prelutsky. What?
Basically said that we should, quote, bomb Mecca off the face of the earth.
Sure.
Because so that we can show them, quote, that our God is more powerful.
Okay, okay. Time out. Time out. We're done with religion.
My God's dick is bigger than your God's dick.
Someone needs to step in to for humanity's sake and make religion go away. We can't handle it. It's not working. We failed. You can't believe in God. That's not a thing.
Well, especially if we've got our God invented the atom bomb,
right?
Which is news to me.
No. I'm beginning to think we need to get rid of religion and enforce that shit because it's going poorly.
Well, I think we need to pull it out of our starfish. I don't think we necessarily need to get rid of religion. You can worship what the fuck you want over on your lawn or over in your church on your weekends or out on the street. Yell it on the street corner. I don't care. No amplification, assholes. But if you want to stand on the corner and yell Jesus, 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 okay, I'll walk around you. I think you're nuts.
No, I hate those people.
Did you see, I think I put it on Facebook, facebook.com/currently, I took a picture. I was walking the dog.
Right.
And over here in the hood, a couple the blocks wackadoo. Away, there was someone wearing a sandwich board that said like, follow Jesus or Jesus is the way, or I don't remember exactly the wording, and had a bucket.
Oh yeah.
Carrying a bucket for donations.
Oh, okay.
And was waving her fucking Galaxy S twat around blaring Jesus music.
Oh,
on her cell phone.
Well,
yeah. Well, I mean, it seems to me that would convince me.
Right. Oh, I was converted at that moment. I started flagellating
myself.
Can I
give you some money?
And so, I mean, are people giving her money?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she legitimately wants to spread the word of God or whatever, but maybe
she's
just nuts.
Very annoying. And then that van that drives
around. It is annoying. Oh, that's
with a loudspeaker, with a bullhorn, alternating between Spanish and Korean.
That does, right, and that's insane.
It tells you what neighborhood we're in. We're in Koreatown.
Which makes me just want to ask, and I don't mean to sound like an asshole or anything, but maybe there's a way... Christians, if you're listening, can you be less annoying, about your faith? Just let's just make that one little concession for us.
French, but you're an asshole.
Yeah. Speaking of Ferris Bueller, fuck that Ben Stein. God damn it.
Well, that was heinous.
He's terrible. What was his quote?
He was trying to figure out why Barack Obama hates America.
Right. Maybe because he's black.
Half black.
He's half black.
Right.
So he's got to at least half hate America.
Right.
I don't understand Ben Stein. He's a right-wing nutjob politician.
Yeah.
Turned really successful actor, and now he's back at it.
Wait a minute.
No, I'm sorry.
Wait a minute.
Bueller.
When Ben Stein's he had four lines. In Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and then he did that shitty show
he has Kimmel. A star. Does he have a Hollywood star?
Jimmy Kimmel is the only reason that show did well.
Oh yeah,
that Ben Stein's money.
I tried to get on that show.
Did you really?
When it went out to the auditions at KCET or whatever,
you were rejected from Ben Stein's money. Huh?
You're not getting on that show. You're on a list, motherfucker.
Oh yeah, that hair's a little bit long, boy.
But I also I saw him once when I worked at Pepperdine
Ben Stein
for a while. Yeah, Ben Stein, and it was right before the election, the Bush Gore election,
right?
And he was just
selection
and. Speaking in the square, and everyone was clapping for him, and talked about less government, and he's gross.
Less government,
right? Speaking of gross,
right?
Fuckabee.
Do you need a whiskey refill? By the way, I'll go back in there. I'll get it.
You don't have to go refill my fucking whiskey.
I was gonna get a little bit more coffee.
Oh, whoa, okay. Right, if you're making a trip, I appreciate the hell out of it. We're gonna talk about Chris. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. I'm good.
Mike Huckabee, who's running for book sales. Right. There's just no way he's even thinking about vice presidency, right? I mean, I thought maybe Bobby Jindal Paiush was trying to look pretty for vice for president. Right, right. Yeah, okay. But I think even he's too batshit now. I don't even know if that would work. But Huckabee now is just going full lunatic. Tweeted out, quote, oh, thank you very much. The gift of whiskey. He tweeted out, after today's attack in Mali, the Obama-approved domestic anti-terror plan is to give up your guns and memorize a Quran verse.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, that's true, right?
Also mandated blowjobs.
But it doesn't matter if that's true.
That's the Pfeiffer White House. It's a vile White House.
Oh, yes. Don't sit down anyway. Yeah. I'm going to need plastic on all the fucking furniture. Right. They want this back the way we got it. Yeah. You think after the Clinton thing, they threw a black light on there? Luminol. We luminol it. Don't luminol it.
Yeah, I think it glowed like a rave.
Yeah, I think I'm not. I don't mean to change the subject, but I feel like Bill doesn't really have the energy to really bring it as the first gentleman the way I want him to bring it.
Wait, you're?
Oh yes, I want.
I'm high hopes for Bill.
I want one scandal. Can we have one really entertaining, like Bill Clinton sex scandal before? Just one more.
Are you really worried that's not going to happen?
Not before.
There's so much fun.
You know, she held a knife to his throat one night on one of the rare nights they were in the same building. And she was like, don't you fuck this up for me, you asshole.
Do you think they keep him in a little box with a little handle? Oh, he's got,
I think his Secret Service guys get a bonus.
Right.
For slipping some saltpeter into the former presidential oatmeal.
Put another Xanax in his coffee.
Right.
Wait, wasn't he recently at Orgy Island? Didn't we do that story?
Not recently, but... He was there at Orgy Island.
There's an island where all
where is Orgy Island?
Really?
In the Bahamas.
Yeah. Take a left at Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Some billionaire was caught up in some scandal where they had an island where they imported underage girls and had them running around like fawns.
Burless Scunny Bill or some shit like that.
Basically. And allegedly Bill Clinton went down for some meetings.
Oh, wow.
At the island.
Listen, here's a little... You think that's a secret? Like, listen, guys, just so you know, if you ever need anything from Bill Clinton, invite him to that island. Like, oh, yeah, duh, as if. Bill Clinton's like, I'm not doing shit unless I get a pass to Orgy Island.
Right. And a trip.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst thing. These guys are like, listen, we're going to... If you let him here, he's going to ruin this place. We cannot let... Who told Bill Clinton Orgy Island was a thing?
Well, that billionaire.
They fucked it up for everybody.
That billionaire, right? Was a guy.
Yeah.
I've got... It is, as always, here, Faithless Friday. Not that it's any less faithless than any other day.
Open your Bibles to verse Bullshitticus 69.
Right. I had a clip. If I can fucking find it now, I think I might be on the wrong.
Open up a new tab.
I might be on the wrong. Now I'm seeing shiny shit. Louis Gohmert, Steve King are talking.
Oh my God. What is Louis Gohmert saying about the refugees?
The terrorists are here. Thanks, Obama.
And we can't miss a Louis Gohmert.
Right.
Clip ever. Wait, where's
does
my
he, does he actually speak?
And I've had people say, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with gays in the military. Look at the Greeks. Well, you know, they did have people come along who they loved. It was the same sex and would give them massages before they went into the battle.
Louis the Gohmert representative.
A history major, I guess.
He is, right.
You don't remember that part of Braveheart, right?
Apparently specialized in ancient reach-arounds.
It is a good day to die!
Right. Here is...
find a jack-off partner.
Louis Gohmert, representative of Texas.
Fuck you!
And here, Louis Gohmert's gonna be talking about how he was speaking with Stephen Bannon of Breitbart.
Oh, God. Wonderful.
Which...
Kept going
the bottom on of the barrel.
Yeah, after Breitbart had a grabber, his legacy lives on.
There's a crease in this birth certificate.
You know, there's still assholes. Every once in a while, I'll see in the comment sphere.
Yes,
of assholes who are like, after Obama killed Breitbart.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he did it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. They think that it was a fake, that, you know, he didn't die of a heart attack walking home or whatever the hell it was. Here's Louis Gohmert talking to Breitbart News, Stephen Bannon of Breitbart, about the refugee crisis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are we, do we have a Twitter ringing in?
Retweeted by Chris Oliver.
Oh, well, thank you. Wow. Look at Chris multitasking.
Congressman, we've got to jump, but one last thing. We had a young father who's never called into a talk show his entire life, called early and said, hey, first time I got to call in. He says, I'm going crazy watching cable news, listen to other, the Progressive Channel and POTUS on Sirius XM and others. They have media elites, pundits, and politicians saying, well, you know, we don't really, a couple, three could slip in, but that's going to be okay. He says, I'm a father of a couple of young girls. That's not acceptable to me to even think that any terrorist or anybody that has ill will to the United States of America can get in here is not acceptable.
My pristine little girls are going to be sullied by Islamic semen.
Well, first of all, bullshit that that guy was listening to the Progressive station.
Exactly.
Fuck you.
Right, right, right. Crabdiving.com, by the way, 24/7 for your
right wing nut job.
Do you think he was listening to us?
Oh, yes.
Maybe.
Absolutely. I bet do you think we have any conservative listeners that hate us?
We do. We got a review on the fucking iTunes, right? That conservative guy was like, typical liberals, they hate their audience. We don't hate our audience. We hate him.
Yeah. But, if he's listening, I hate the audience.
I don't hate the audience. We don't hate him. We pity him.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Well, what do you have to say to that young father?
It isn't. Well, they're here. They're here. There is no question. They're here. That's been confirmed over and over. But it's time to stop.
What's been confirmed over and over?
The Muslims are here. They're coming for your white young daughters.
What?
Well, has no one ever been killed by an American citizen? Right. That's my question. I mean, is it unacceptable? We cannot have anyone else living in the country with my daughters.
Right. We had an asshole on our Facebook there, how best we're crab diving, who commented on the story, a meme or some shit.
Meme.
Where I was saying, shame on you, America.
Right.
For that fucking vote and all you assholes who don't want them. And he used that... he did that thing we talked about it. The M&Ms, the fucking meme that was going around.
There's one poison M&M.
Right. There's a bowl full of M&Ms, and 1% of them are poison. Are you still going to grab a fistful?
Okay. Number one, no one's eating the Syrians. That doesn't make any fucking sense, dickhead.
We don't know
what they're into. We already have a policy. It's called the Van Halen policy. We don't take any of the brown ones.
Right.
And those are
exactly
no brown M&Ms.
And they're plus the Syrians that we do take and have taken are vetted like fuck. They're run through a gauntlet first from the UN.
Oh yes.
And then through all of the US bullshit. And you know now if they even whiff of something bad, they're going to say sorry.
Yeah, no, they're not going.
Right, they're not going to get through. But you can't.
But
tell
again, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what the facts are.
No,
it just that sounds true.
Right,
it's these an alarmist fucking cunt. It's just everyone.
For example,
right,
got to stop. And Stephen, I just am very grateful for you standing up for some Christians that have been ostracized like you have. I mean. Let me tell you, it's been kind of lonely for a long time in Washington, standing against political correctness that is about to bring the greatest nation in history down.
You've been
if we don't stop, we're standing against political correctness that is about to bring the greatest nation in history down.
It sounds like a fucking open mic comment.
If we don't stop the insanity.
He does. He does. I mean, what do you say? He says it's getting lonely. Well, it's going to get lonelier, dickhead, because your friends are dying.
Well, you're nuts.
Yeah, and you're crazy.
Yeah, you're batshit fucking crazy.
If you're the only one running around screaming about something, then maybe you're the fucking nutty one. Why are we the crazy people? They're the minority, right? Not most people don't agree with this fuckhead.
Absolutely. Most Christians don't agree with this fuckhead.
Ugh.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I might have to walk that one back, as terrifying as it is.
Mocked and ridiculed and laughed at by all the media leads. But I can tell you one thing, Congressman Gohmert, Andrew and I saw this day one. You are a man of principle. You're a man of character. And you got a lot of that old Texas kind of boot leather toughness that we love being in the trench with. We love being in a foxhole with you.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that guy got a big mouthful of Louis, didn't he?
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. He loves him some Louis.
Louis's like, I love going on that show. That guy sucks my dick real good.
Do you want more? Do you want to listen?
Yeah. To oh, fuck yeah.
Congressman Gohmert, you know, folks throughout the country, this has gotten to be quite a large national show. They are outraged at our political class of how they're comporting themselves in regards to allowing people to get into this country. So on Laredo.
No, you're
fuck
right.
You.
We're outraged at our political class for being a bunch of simpering dickheads. Assholes and for being unkind.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you think we should be the shining fucking
right.
what are city we supposed on the hill?
Thank you. The something on the hill. We're assholes. And we're playing into ISIS ISIL Daesh's hands. We're playing into their hands. They love this. This is what they want.
But that argument never works with them. It never works. I don't know why. Is there no introspection on the other side? Can they not look at themselves in the mirror and be like, oh, we're wrong. We're stupid on this again.
No.
They're going to be on the wrong side of history every fucking time.
It's the way it's going.
Jeez.
You can really hear the birds.
I know.
It's a little echoey, ladies and gentlemen. We understand that here. We had to crank the gain. Some issues or some stuff with
cranking the gain.
So, you know, we know it's a little echoey today.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's fine.
I'll work on it in post. If you download this as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or crabdiving.com.
Please give us a positive review. Yeah. By the way, you referenced that one review we got. I have it in front of me.
Here we go.
This is a. This is entitled Typical Liberal Show, But Even Worse.
So perfect.
One out of six stars. This user is called Turn Right Please. Turn Right Please. Mm-hmm. Right Wing Nut Job. Mm-hmm. I listen to it once or twice a week. It gets annoying after 15 minutes.
By the way, thank you for listening once or twice a week. We appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, this guy hates what we're saying, but it hung in for 15 minutes.
You love him.
I consider that a fucking victory. It gets annoying after 15 minutes or so with all the cussing and name calling.
Fuck you.
Yeah, whatever. And complete disrespect for anyone listening.
That's not true.
I love that, though.
That's absolutely not true.
I guess I listen to it because there's really not many other leftist shows to listen to.
That's not
fair
true.
Enough, yeah.
Or maybe. Do you think that's true? Yeah.
There's nobody. There's not enough.
There's lefty shows, but not.
Nothing funny.
Not fun, yeah.
Nothing I would listen to.
Right.
We try to laugh as we're crying.
But with the complete disregard for your audience, it sounds like you guys don't want your show to grow at all and just to cater to a few far left listeners. At least I'm trying to get thoughts from the left, but it's difficult when all you do is attack, attack, attack. Do you have any original ideas?
We don't want to embrace our right-wing asshole
fuck
brethren.
You.
I don't want that guy, the clip we played yesterday from Virginia, who stood up at that county board meeting.
Yes.
When a civil engineer got up and was just going through the boring steps of saying, this is what we're going to build on our land.
It was terrifying, that guy.
But it happened to be a mosque that was being built by a Muslim civil engineer in a community where they've lived for 30 fucking years with no problems.
Yeah.
And that terrifying giant white carbuncle hemorrhoid of an asshole.
He looked like an extra from Sons of Anarchy.
Jumped up and yelled at that man and said, no, no, you, all your people are terrorists. We know you are. You can't lie to me. And when the man smiled, he's like, don't you smile at me. This. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Fucking terrifying.
Right? I mean, and this is, and that fucking Trump and fucking Ben Carson and now goddamn fucking Rubio.
Hey.
And others are all leaping upon the bandwagon.
Yeah,
I'm thinking about right now. I'm just thinking about Ben Carson deflecting the knife or the belt buckle.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Everybody's got to talk into the mic.
Oh, sorry,
I'm sorry. Today it's issues
right here. They're all nuts,
right?
Congratulations, right wing nut jobs.
I mean, Rubio is going to have to start talking crazy to get the nomination at this point.
Yeah, mission accomplished. Today you said that bullshit about the cafes and the restaurants. Well, we're gonna have to take a look at that. You know. Jeb Bush. Well, it looks like there's some fratricide going on over with the loonies.
Yes,
that apparently, finally, they're starting to speak up a little bit. It looks like Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush.
Fuck you.
said of Trump's statements, yes, you know, that maybe we should put all the Muslims in a database. Maybe they need to carry cards. And maybe we should look at closing some of those mosques. Bush said, that's just wrong.
He said, oh, good for Bush.
He said, it's manipulating people's angst and their fears.
Good for Jeb.
That's not strength, that's weakness.
He just lost the nomination.
Still good for him. Just sliced the major artery.
Bye-bye, stupid.
He wasn't going anywhere anyway.
Kasich also.
Oh, yes.
It says that his super PAC is just getting ready to launch $2.5 million worth of advertising against Trump specifically.
Oh, wow.
Kasich said, the idea that someone would have to register with the federal government because of their religion strikes against all that we have believed in our nation's history. No. Right?
Okay.
Sure, yeah. Kasich is kind of like the Pope Francis.
Right, yeah, right.
Like he seems really cool just because you're comparing him to all the other fucking assholes
in his field.
Right. You know?
he's one of the acceptable assholes.
Yeah, he's if you right. looked at his positions individually, right. he's pretty terrible.
Right, right. He said it's yet another example of trying to divide people. Oh God, hello pot.
Oh yes,
divide people one against the other. Donald Trump is unable to unite and lead our country. True.
Some people he unites the loonies. They love him.
Trump, by the way, in every poll, still up. You thought poll. In every poll is still he's going up.
That's crazy.
He's taking back the lead from Carson.
Yeah, I kind of thought. I mean, my original thinking was
yes,
Trump and Carson are going to burn out,
right?
And Ted Cruz, who's like he's the real Tea Party one of them
right.
guy, is going to pick up their votes.
Yeah.
And it's going to kind of come down to Cruz versus Rubio. But it seems like Trump's just
hanging in.
There's people still love him.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, maybe they'll split the vote three ways, the crazy people, but like, even if you were to, if Rubio picks up all of the Jeb Bush and Carly Fiorina and John Kasich and everything votes, you add them all together, he still is not catching up to Trump.
Right.
Like, it looks right. like Trump is going to be the nominee.
Right.
Who are the people in Georgia going to vote for?
The people in charge?
In Georgia.
Oh, the people in Georgia. I don't know because, I mean, it seems to me...
His Jesus-y is lame.
Yeah, his Jesus-iness is good. Not.
Yeah.
He has a low Jesus score.
It seems like Mike Huckabee or Ted right. Cruz would do better, but
I think it's going to be Rubio. I think Rubio of the South.
Yeah, I mean if he can be hawkish enough, I mean it seems to me like eventually people are
Cruz.
But who knows?
You think Ted Cruz is going to be the nominee?
I think Cruz is an evil genius who's yes. crazy. And I think he's played this perfectly. He's you know how when you drive cross country, you find a big semi truck to hide behind?
Right.
You get up close to them and you drive in their wake that your gas mileage goes way up.
Yeah.
It's
a Smokey and the
this
Bandit.
This is what
defense.
He's been doing with Trump. He's been tickling the starfish with his tongue at Trump. He won't say anything bad about Trump.
Yeah.
All the heinous bullshit Trump has said throughout the campaign. When confronted about it, Cruz has said, well, we have a real big problem here with immigration in this country, blah, blah, blah. I might not say it like that.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. I get it. Trump is Jerry Lee Lewis, and Cruz is Burt Reynolds.
Jerry Reed.
Right. Jerry Reed.
Jerry Reed. Jerry Reed.
Fucker.
It would be a better movie if it was Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah, Jerry Reed. Sorry about that. Really big fuck up there. Jerry Reed. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yes.
Follow the fucking.
Or no. Trump is Burt Reynolds, and Cruz is Jerry Reed.
Oh well, no. Trump is a semi, right? Who is Jerry Reed? My horrible analogy.
Yeah, I think Jerry Reed, the semi,
right,
is because Burt Reynolds is taking all the heat from the Smokies.
Right. Sure.
getting the Smokies off his tail.
And I think
Ted Cruz is
at Sally the very Field. End. Bandit One is going to come smashing
Ted Cruz
through
is Sally
there.
Field.
Yeah, you just
and deliver that Coors.
He's a very coy Sally.
He
Field.
Is. He's a That's coquettish. Good. I think he's played it smartly and he's batshit enough.
Right.
And he, you know, he's appealing to that. I'm going to go in and blow shit up.
Right.
There's never, in all aspects. I'm going to blow our government up. We're going to go blow all the brown people up.
I will say this. There's never been a sex scene shoehorned into a movie so oddly than when, well, Ted Cruz, and I guess that would be... Wait, who's... No, I'm just kidding.
Wait.
When Sally Field hooked up with Burt Reynolds, the clock is ticking. They have to get to Texas Arcana and back with the fucking
Texas
stuff.
Texas Arcana.
And so, like... you know what I mean? Like, they pull off the side of the road
right.
to fool around in the bushes. That doesn't make any sense.
I don't remember.
How does that drive the plot?
It's been a long time. I got to watch
it. The weirdest fuck. It's a great movie.
That's a studio note for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. We got to get them together.
Yeah. When are they going to bang?
Why didn't they go with Roadhead? Anyway, I just wondering.
Why not?
I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Maybe that was in the original script.
Oh, right.
Sally Field kind of balked it.
Somebody fucked that movie up.
Right. Earlier on the Twitter.
Yes.
It's not trending anymore, but it was trending earlier.
Trending on Twitter.
Tweet us, by the way, on the show. I'm going to read that article, by the way. Thank you.
Wait, what is the trend of fuck that bitch?
PHUCDATBICH is a real guy's name whose passport photo was posted on Facebook to prove that his name is not fake. His name is really, apparently he's an Australian man of Cambodian descent, whose name is PHUCDATBICH.
I mean, I feel like an asshole laughing about that.
B-I-C-H.
It's such a funny Asian name, but...
It's fuck that bitch. It's been trending all day.
Oh my God.
Shows you America.
We're 8 years old.
There are Syrian refugees. There are people starving in Ethi fucking opia.
Oh, fuck those bitches.
Right? No, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. That's funny. I don't care. That's funny. His name is... Oh, shit.
It's fuck that bitch. PHUCDATBICH. Fook.beach.
I bet Fook.beach .com is already gone, right? Must be.
Oh, I'm sure.
The Twitter, @Fook.beach. Damn. All these opportunities missed.
He's Vietnamese. He's a 23-year-old Vietnamese-Australian who asserts... that his Facebook profile has been shut down multiple times.
Oh my God!
He finally posted on Facebook.
Poor guy,
here's my fucking passport, you asshole.
Hey, Zuckerberg, get off your ass.
Right.
This fucking guy's trying to share events. You're shutting the shit down. How dare you?
We've been pretty lucky so far, but I know a lot of screaming, especially the atheist stuff and the gun stuff. Pages get taken down by
anti-gun stuff.
The anti-gun.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
Anti-gun people want less people to get what?
Shot.
Okay.
Killed. Maimed.
I don't know what the other side wants. I have no idea. I'm not on the other side. I know what this side wants. What the fuck?
Trending on Twitter earlier today was Woodrow Wilson.
Well, yeah.
Well, what? Sure.
Woodrow fucking Wilson.
Is this because of Glenn Beck?
Was right. Trending. And it turns out that they've done some history, and I don't think it was even that hard to dig up, but Woodrow Wilson was
he's an asshole.
A profound racist,
very
too,
racist,
right?
Yeah.
This,
I believe he screened Birth of a Nation at the White House and said it was a great educational tool.
Oh, my.
And historical document.
Yeah, I think there's quotes from Wilson saying that the blacks are an inferior race.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Is that a joke?
No,
that's real.
That's
it's a
serious thing that happened.
Because, the story is, the reason it was trending...
fucking hell.
...is that the fucking assholes of the right... We might have tweeted something about this also.
Tweeted?
Have now inexplicably have leapt to the defense of Woodrow fucking Wilson. Probably who he is.
Nobody knows.
But this is Glenn Beck's. He's Glenn Beck's nemesis. Glenn Beck goes on and on about how much he fucking can't stand Woodrow Wilson.
I don't know. I think in conflict.
I believe Woodrow Wilson. Am I wrong about this? Instated the income tax. Like before Woodrow Wilson, there was no income tax.
Oh, wow.
If
there's anyone in the world in the history of America that conservatives should hate, it'd be Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
So, but hey, we find out he's racist. Well, okay.
Right.
He can't be all bad.
Fuck that bitch.
So at Princeton, Princeton students finally petitioned the administration there because I guess they've got some buildings and programs named after Woodrow Wilson.
Right.
And now they announce that they're going to look into it, it says. They're looking into removing the name because of his horrible racism. He was the 28th U.S. president from 1913 to 21. At the time, he was considered a leader of the progressive movement.
Holy shit.
If you go before the Great Depression, it's impossible to kind of paste our modern conception of liberal and conservative.
What a shitty time to be alive.
However, he was also a fan of segregation.
Oh, yeah.
So they had calls to remove his name.
Oof.
And now he was the president of Princeton, I guess, before he was president of the United States of America.
Well, when was this, 1913 or when?
He was president 1913 to 21.
Oh, God. What was it like? Did people have cars?
Just starting, right?
Oh, man.
I would say that's just they're just starting, beginning.
I bet that would have been a gnarly time to be in a city. Yeah. You know, the whole sewage system, the smelling, the whole
everybody's
horses taking a shit on the street.
People taking a shit. Everybody burning coal.
And that's when all the immigrants lived in those tenement houses with stuffed into these big apartments.
Holy shit.
The London fog was coal.
Oh, wow.
The famous London fogs of the 1800s and early 1900s.
It was just coal smoke.
Yeah, it doesn't happen now.
Right.
It was coal smoke.
We could get it back to that if we could just shrink the government.
Right.
We could get back to the good old days.
Yeah. Go back to the gold standard.
Yeah.
So that's why Woodrow fucking Wilson was trending today. I thought that was
trending.
That was odd.
That's very strange.
But
they're defending him now. Yeah, that's why he was trending.
Because now all these politically correct people want to change history and blah, blah, blah.
How dare you remove his name?
Exactly the same.
It was part of history. How dare you remove his name? But okay, we're not removing him from history. We're removing the honoring of this racist dickwad.
We're putting him where he fucking should be in history.
Right.
Some perspective, fuck nuts.
I don't have a problem with changing the name of the goddamn building.
No, fuck no. Me neither. Change it. I might have made people change it. Changing a lot of shit.
You're making me go look for the Hitler clip.
Now, if we maybe do something about the Golden Globes awarding the D.W. Griffith Award, isn't that the Golden Globes?
Yeah, that's right. Wait, was that really? Do they have a D.W. Griffith Award?
Yeah, I believe someone does. I believe.
Oh,
it's
my God! Now I gotta look that shit up.
It's like a lifetime achievement for directors or something.
Birth of a Nation guy that we talked to the reference earlier.
Oh my God.
If you want an ancient movie with a bunch of hooded Ku Klux Klan members
who are the heroes of the story.
An award.
Okay, I gotta look this up.
Oh my God, that's fucked up. We have a very racist history. What do you think about that?
History. Wow, it is an Academy Award. Directors did
the. Oh, it's the Academy. Yeah, it's not the Golden Globes. The Directors Guild. Okay.
Academy Honorary Award.
What is it?
The Academy Honorary Award, instituted in 1948. Academy Award.
And Spike Lee is a winner of the D.W. Griffith Award.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Right. Jenna Rollins is the most recent winner with Spike Lee in 2015. Wow, there you go. There you go, the D.W. Griffith Award.
I wonder if Spike Lee was gracious when he in his speech when he accepted
how do you
that.
Right. That?
That's amazing.
Jesus.
I wonder if he mentioned it.
I gotta make sure I copy the fuck that bitch story and save that for the
that beach.
We got about a half hour left.
They have a little
gentlemen.
Video there that explains how to pronounce it. Fuck that beach.
Does oh,
it,
really?
Did we miss it?
Right there.
Oh, right here. Here we go.
Oh, it's here.
Oh, it's a long one.
Yeah. Cowboy San, Cowboy Chiều, Cowboy Tối.
Uh oh.
Anh nghĩ anh làm video về tiếng Việt tại vì anh
không. Okay, this is some one could say hot Vietnamese girl.
Fuck that
who's
beach.
Who's yapping towards a? It's 4 minutes long, so I don't know. We'd have to vet this and see
vetted
where it goes to.
We'll have to vet this like those little Syrian kids.
Right, we have to listen.
Gotta make
to
sure they haven't swallowed any C4.
Right, those M&Ms.
Oh, look at that little child! Look at that little starving child. It's looking at me that, oddly. Yeah.
Right.
It's starving children. Everything they own's in a fucking plastic bag. Don't be such an asshole. Jeez.
Big news. We've got one
this
of the...
just in.
One of the members of... The former members of the Clown Car.
Oh, yes?
Rick Perry, who I was... We were both sad.
I miss Rick.
To see go.
Yeah.
Rick Perry.
Is it true that he raped a syrup bottle? He drugged her?
Yeah, I did. He knows what was going on at that point.
Get your dick out of it.
Rick Perry, there was a panel of Republican, by the way, judges.
Oh, shit.
In the state of Texas, appellate court. He appealed his charges against him of corruption at the Third Court of Appeals, which, again, let's remind everybody, is a conservative court. And they decided that he no longer will, that he is going to have to face these charges. So it goes on.
Shit, man.
He lost his appeal. He's ordered to stand trial.
Is he going to pull a Kinlay?
For felony abuse of power, for that bullshit he pulled when the story, if I remember it, there was a member. She was the leader of the ethics panel that they formed. They're in Texas.
And she got a DUI or something.
Drunk as fuck. There's tape. Yeah. It's horrible. She's a Democrat. Not a great example of our side.
Lay off the sauce. Take Uber, stupid.
But, you know, I mean, maybe she's got some issues. Yeah. Drunk as fuck, swearing at the cops and shit. She was arrested. She said she was turning over a new leaf. She was fine, going through rehab and shit. Rick Perry says, "You're fired." She goes, "You can't fire me."
Yeah, fuck you.
"You cannot fire me."
Right.
He says, "Well, that's it. You got to quit." She says, "I'm not quitting.
Right.
I got to handle it. I'm good."
Right.
And Rick Perry says, "Well, then I'm going to use my power to governor. I'm going to defund your whole panel." And he did.
I'm from Texas, boy.
He defunded the whole fucking panel that was created by the legislature, not by him.
Why does it seem like every fucking politician in Texas walks around like Buford T. Right. Jackson or whatever his fucking name is, Jackie Gleason.
And Justice.
Yeah, Buford T. Justice.
You bring it back to Smokey and the Bandit. One more.
Yeah. Let's
Buford Pusser, we did this the other day. Buford Pusser was walking tall. He was the guy with the 2x4.
Stick.
Right.
Who the Rock played.
And they're the first ones to scream about the black Islamic cock of tyranny being swung around by Barack Hussein Obama.
Give me a few inches.
And
this is like third world level of corruption.
Right. He's a big bad old tyrant. And then Rick Perry's like, "Well, I'm just shutting down your whole panel."
I mean, honestly, it is like the third fucking world. Aren't right. we? Are it's we supposed like to be a fucking Europe example?
Yeah.
I mean, do we just have to start? I mean, this guy, Rick Perry, he has inward head camp. I forgot for his
right.
name. I forgot.
Right.
He's a profound racist idiot with fancy glasses. No more.
And it weren't that long ago. That he had N-word head camp.
Yeah, whenever I see him with those glasses, I think of that episode where Homer found the glasses in the toilet.
What is it?
Of the Simpsons. Put them on, Mr. Burns is like, "Oh, who is that egghead? Get him in here. He can help advise us."
He does look a little smarter, but not really. You know, he's got that dumbass fucking smile. You know that big toothy grin?
Well,
we play that clip all the time where he fucked up the three departments he wanted to shut down a government.
Right.
And he says, oops. He's that big fucking dumbass smile on his face.
Which I don't understand because, like, that's Ben Carson's whole fucking campaign, and it's having no negative effect on
him. No, Ben Carson's campaign is, I think, about him not getting enough naps. He needs a fucking nap.
But, I mean, he doesn't know anything.
Oh, he doesn't know jack shit.
You can't even get the map of America right.
Stupid.
Didn't a couple of his toadies who bailed this week start talking about it was a couple of
this is an absolute fucking
idiot.
Didn't they say that they play words with friends with him, and it's just no fun because they win every fucking time. So fucking stupid.
He doesn't let anybody use anything like look, three
Ben,
letters. Yeah,
goo goo is not a word.
All right, quit spelling cat. That's actually a good one, right? Because what C is it?
Oops. Thought that I've been hurt before. Coming in, ladies and gentlemen.
But no one's ever
this is One Direction, isn't it?
Coming in at number 5, Shawn Mendes with Stitches, the Billboard Hot 100.
Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive if I quit calling you my lover.
What the fuck?
Number 5 song.
Guys, cut deeper.
Not too bad.
What's up?
Yeah. He's like 12. Shawn Mendes, Stitches. Coming in at number 5, ladies
what
and
happened,
gentlemen.
What happened to Neil Young?
The anyway, Billboard Hot 100, according to Billboard.com. Coming at number 5, been hanging around for a long time. Last week at number 3.
Oh, yes.
Dropping a wee little C here to number 4, our perfect friend... The Weeknd, I believe this is The Hills. I think this is the...
Oh, God.
I'm so tired of you.
You know who says that?
This song goes like this for 4.5 minutes.
Really, I'm going to sound like an old man here. I don't give a fuck. The vernacular these days is just really in the toilet. Let's be honest. The friend zone.
Oh, the friend
fuck
zone
off. Talk to me like an adult. Friend zone. There's another one too that just that I hear all the fucking time that makes me nuts. It's not the super thing. I can't remember. I'll think about it. I'll get back to you. Sorry.
Coming in at number 3, ladies and gentlemen, we talked about him earlier. He's talented. He likes to piss on stuff. His name is Justin Bieber coming in at number 3 with The latest song off of his latest album called Sorry.
Well, he should be.
By the way,
so dumb.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Hollywood Hick, not a new one tonight.
Oh,
shit. A new one next Tuesday.
God damn it.
But the Hollywood Hick, if you listen to Brent Paris,
he's fucking
on the
hilarious
sevens here at crabdiving.com, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., streaming for your ear holes. You'll be able to hear him talk about how in the last episode, he officially breaks the fuck up with Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's done with Justin Bieber.
Fellow Southerner, by the way.
Fellow Southerner, yes.
Yeah, Hollywood Hick.
Right, South Carolina, right?
That's right, boy.
Number 3, ladies and gentlemen, Justin Bieber at number...
What did he say about Anne Frank? He imagined she would have been a believer. He thinks if Anne Frank
he'd
was
like
alive,
to think
yes
she would have been a believer.
What a profound believer. Fucking asshole. If my kids said that, I would beat them. I would beat them. I don't know what else to do if they're that fucking stupid.
How do you make the Anne Frank Museum about you?
God damn it, you
right?
Fuck.
Yeah.
I played with feet.
Coming in. Up, skipping. It's a video.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Oh, God.
Drake.
This is good. I'm getting to hear all these songs that people talk about.
Hey, listen.
Call me on my cell phone.
Hotline Bling.
Late night when you need my love. And I know when that hotline bling.
There you go. I never know. Is that what he's saying? I got your online bling.
Something like that?
Hotline Bling.
Hotline Bling.
It's a booty call song.
Oh, you know, really?
The original booty call song.
Is Hotline Bling a booty call?
Isn't it? The original booty call song.
I'm thinking of Airplane when that one woman is like, I speak jive.
Right? What is hotline bling? Is hotline bling like?
I don't know.
Hotline it's... bling? Hot, bling is jewelry. Hotline is phone. So like, I have a fancy phone. Call me on my hotline bling. Call me on my cell phone. Now, cell phone is cell phone unless that means something else. But what does hotline bling mean? Like a ring? Like, are you calling him using the Drake ringtone?
Okay, he's looking it up. Urban Dictionary.
I went to fucking college.
I think it's a booty call.
Y'all figure this out.
Booty call.
Hotline bling means booty call. How do you
get
that?
So I can bring this back to original booty call song of all time.
But it's specifically
Urgent by Foreigner.
When an ex.
Fuck.
Hotline bling is an ex booty call.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that's the worst call.
Hotline bling.
When a ex-boyfriend or girlfriend calls their ex and begs to be back with them or asks to
that's
have sex again.
That's hotline bling.
Or just love them again.
Shit.
So that's really more like drunk dial
right.
than booty call.
It's like Tinder's not working tonight.
With your hotline kind of shit. Bling.
Ladies and gentlemen, the number one song.
Oh, shit.
Is from Britain.
Yes.
And she's back with the latest song off her latest album that has a really long video before it gets to the music. Adele.
They say the time's supposed to heal you. But
Hello.
I ain't done much healing. Hello. Can you hear me? I'm in California.
Oh, wait, this is the same song.
She can sing,
calling,
yeah. I mean,
calling
you know,
your ex on the...
She can sing. Kudos. Kudos to Adele.
Kudos.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Billboard Hot 100, the top five songs of the week.
Oh, shit.
Go to billboard.com. Bieber dropping out of the top five with his other one. He almost had two. What do you mean?
Well, wait,
six,
does he know, though? I mean, does he know? I mean, it's a top five. It's based on what? A numerical system?
We can't tell him
yes,
numbers.
That's where they get five from, yes.
Don't
it's a numerical.
Yeah, well, does he know? He doesn't know. He's not a fucking count. I mean, really, you think he knows how to read? Do you think Bieber... I'm not kidding. What level does he read at? If you test him.
Great question.
Standardized test. Did he go to college? No, that's fine. He doesn't need to go. I'm just saying.
He didn't go to high school.
Okay. Honestly, then can he read?
Well, yeah.
I think he was talking about when he was on Fresh Air, he was talking to Terry Gross about
fucking God.
All the books he'd been reading.
Justin Bieber was on Fresh Air.
He had recently
I'm downloading that.
He had recently read Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Fuck off. Come on.
I'm making the whole thing up.
Okay. So there's no Justin Bieber on Fresh Air?
There probably is.
That's not fair.
They gotta fill five shows a week.
I just got so excited about that. I mean, what would he say to her? What would she say to him? Justin, why are you drooling right now? Right.
When you urinated in the bucket.
Right. What were you thinking?
I want to ask you about these lyrics.
This is the number 20 song.
No shit.
That sounds pretty good.
Jumping up from 23. Tennessee Whiskey, ladies and gentlemen.
It's by Tom Waits.
By Chris Stapleton.
Used to spend my nights out in barroom.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I like,
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
I like this shit. There you go. Good for you, America.
Yay.
Liking something.
We don't know. There's probably a little auto-tune section in there. Selena Gomez samples in.
You think it's Chris Stapleton?
I listen to
featuring Fetty Wap.
Have you ever heard any Selena Gomez?
Sure.
It's like straight out of fucking Munchkin Land. I'm not trying to be a dickhead, but it sounds like the Lollipop Guild. Is she like a tiny, is she a normal, I'm not trying to be a dick. Is she a normally sized human being? Because the sounds that come out of her body sound like, you know what I mean?
Right.
She sounds like a mini person. Is this her?
Ladies and gentlemen, Selena Gomez featuring ASAP Rocky. Good for you.
I'm 14 karat.
Door it up like my hair.
I'm really round with little black panties on and a wispy little purple thing on my titty.
I'm 14 karat.
Yeah.
I'm fucking the best, pure, rarest fucking thing on the planet.
Skipping.
This is like a very pornographic video.
You know, she's a,
I'm trying to scrape the Bieber jizz out of her hair.
Listen, I'm saying, how does anyone? I mean, when you're producing that, they're like, do you think you could breathe? Give me a little bit more of a breath. I mean, really, it sounds like they just recorded her fucking breathing. She's not even singing.
Are you dissing?
No, listen to that. It's all like this.
Selena
like,
Gomez is
there. Let me do it for you.
Singing style.
I want to feel your skin tight. That's what it is. It's just breathing. When is that? It's no singing.
Right. She's quite talented.
Okay, I don't know. I guess I'm off there. She's great. Good for her.
We got a quick story here.
Yes.
Once again, stepping up to the plate and being heroic on their Facebook page.
Oh, yes.
In Minnesota, I think
Fuck
it was.
You. Oh, shit. Oh.
The Satanic Temple.
Oh, I love this.
We love the Satanic Temple here.
We
crab
speak
diving.
Your name.
For those that don't know, the Satanic Temple doesn't worship Satan necessarily. They don't believe in anything. If you do worship Satan, you're welcome at the Satanic Temple.
Right.
But they're mostly a group that was created to kind of stick it to the right-wing nut jobbery Christians here in the country.
Fuck you.
To keep it from becoming a fucking theocracy. These are the guys who have challenged those giant fucking Ten Commandments.
Oh, the works.
Oklahoma.
Who wants
places.
Those? I mean, how do you even sell a venue on it? Take the religiosity out of it. Okay, we got an art installation for you. It's a big giant slab with shit written on it that's not particularly enlightening or interesting.
Right. Right.
Well, I'll have four. I mean, what the fuck?
And they also, in, I want to say, Missouri, have, they started some, they're also doing other shit to try to keep religion out of politics. And in Missouri, they were challenging that 72-hour wait period for abortions. They had a member of the Satanic Temple who apparently she went to have a procedure done, which is a constitutionally fucking guaranteed right, you assholes.
Yes.
And she was told she had to wait 72 hours. Well, she filed suit saying it's against my religion.
Yes.
To and I think they wanted to do the probe and the hoo-ha.
Oh, God. What is wrong with these
people?
And
she's like, it's against my religion to have my body violated. My religion says my body is inviolate. You can't touch it without my permission. And also, because of my body rights, you can't impose this heinous, unconstitutional 72-hour waiting period on a medical procedure that I and my doctor agree to.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the sad thing is she was actually multitasking in that trip. She was going to get an abortion and buy a gun.
Right.
She got the gun, no problem.
Right.
No waiting period.
Exactly. Exactly.
And then could she just hold it on the doctor and say, okay, now let's get an abortion, motherfucker.
Yeah, give me an abortion. Yeah.
Let's get this going.
Let's get it going. What a bunch of assholes.
So now the Minneapolis, Minnesota chapter.
Liberals, right? In Minneapolis.
Michelle Bachmann. Is a suburb of Minneapolis.
Steubenberg or whatever the fuck she's from.
Yeah, that's just
scary.
That's 8 squirrel jumps away from Minneapolis. The Satanic Temple announced that on their Facebook page,
yes,
quote, if there is anyone in the Minneapolis area who is Muslim,
right,
and who is afraid to leave their home out of fear of some kind of backlash, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We would be glad to escort you where you need to go without advertising our presence. Just big dudes walking you where you need to be.
Oh, that's nice.
We would also happily accompany you so you can get some groceries.
Oh, my God. How nice.
Yeah.
But also, how sad.
Terrifying.
How sad that this has to exist.
Yeah.
That we need escorts.
Aren't we better?
For our Muslim brethren.
We've never been, and I guess we're never going to be.
It's terrifying.
You're right, man. What the fuck?
Hopefully, I don't know. I have hope. I guess I'm a stupid, I'm not an optimist, but goddamn, I think I lean that way as a realist. Maybe.
I mean, you shouldn't need the guardian angels to walk you to the grocery store,
right? Right.
Just because you're not white. How fucked up.
So that is that story there. We only got a few minutes left in the big show here.
Oh, shit. It's the weekend.
On Friday, wrapping up the work week for y'all. I've got... we did the Satanist story. I don't want to talk about Jesse Waters. He's just a heinous cum stain of a human being. Yeah. He's got a show.
Ugh.
They're giving him a fucking series of specials on Fox.
You know who Jesse Waters? He's like the funny guy for Bill O'Reilly.
He's not funny.
You know what I mean? Like he tries to copy like the Daily Show.
Yeah, the comic relief.
The problem is there are no funny right wing nut jobs. Sorry.
Yeah. They send him out. His specialty is he does these man on the street interviews. And he does brilliant things like he'll go to the National Organization of Women convention. And he'll walk up to a woman and he'll say, "Hey, I'm here. I'm here for to sign up to help you guys with the war on women. Do I get a gun?"
It's hilarious stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the woman is like, no, you don't. You know, yeah. And then O'Reilly laughs. Right. Oh, look at those libtards.
Yeah.
they think they're going to have a war and they don't even have guns.
Right.
That's the great thing about the right wing. I mean, their comedy, they don't bog you down with any laughs.
Yeah, there's no punchlines or setups to get in the way.
No.
Yeah, Dennis Miller recently said something too. Dennis Miller saddens me because at one point in my life,
we were just
a long time ago,
about this.
I found him amusing a long time ago.
Yeah.
And I really thought he was fucking funny. And then I don't know what the hell happened, but goddamn.
He was just a cool guy. Dude, he had the Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Yeah. He went just batshit crazy now, and even he tweeted out something recently. I don't have the story, fuck it, but it's like birthery. Like he tweeted out something like, we're not even sure he was born in this country.
Shit.
I've got it right here. I wrote it down.
Chris Oliver wrote it down.
Look at Chris with notes and shit.
Mm-hmm, perfect.
It is entirely fair to say he, Obama, has Muslim sympathies.
Oh, my God.
Listen, man, Dennis Miller has moved further to the right than Benito Mussolini if he was in the window seat of a 747 with Typhoid Mary sitting to his right, to his left. I fucked it up.
Benito Mussolini invoked here on Crab Diving.
I love it.
Is that part of Godwin's law? Is that part of Godwin's law?
No, that technically you can invoke Mussolini if you can get around it.
Right.
That's the loophole.
At Chris Wood Oliver on Twitter. Chris Wood Oliver.
Exactly.
Just substitute instead of Hitler, say Robert Mugabe or.
Oh, yeah. Insert asshole here. I guess it's kind of not really how it works, right? You know, we only got a couple minutes left. I could search around for stories that we could just talk about shit. I mean, I don't really have another big story to talk about.
Sure.
I could grab a story. Charlie Sheen's HIV announcement is not a teachable moment.
What do you mean it's a teachable moment?
I'm disagreeing with this.
If the lesson is stay away from Charlie Sheen...
Then yes. That's very... Listen, you want to stay away from Charlie Sheen anyway.
Yeah.
I mean sure, he's HIV positive, but geez.
Exactly.
Come on.
A lot of these women now are claiming that he lied. That he did not tell them...
Oh my God.
...that he was HIV positive.
What a fucking asshole.
And you know, while it was spilling his seed like a fucking sprinkler out there,
his tiger milk.
And you just think about people that live with AIDS and stuff. Man, this fucking asshole, he's just such a dick.
So gross.
You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah, exactly. Like that's the story of HIV in America is make it about Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. Most people aren't like that. Shitty.
Well, I guess I could play one more clip. We've got we've only got a couple of minutes left. We could bail or we could hang out for another couple of minutes.
What is the clip?
Steve King.
Oh, let's hear the clip.
Okay, here's Steve King. Steve King, asshole. Representative from Iowa. Most famous comment was the
Mexicans.
The Mexicans crossing over the border have cantaloupes the size of calves the size of cantaloupes from carrying there was a number. Didn't he say like 155, 50 pound? He had a specific number.
Yeah.
Carrying 150 pound bales of weed.
Yeah. That's a great exercise regimen, by the way.
Like, we need to import our weed anymore.
Absolutely. And I've never ever had my hands on enough weed where, like, I could barely hold it either. So. It's just like,
I'm not commenting on that story when I was 12 and my mom lent our friend some money for an immediate purchase. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen,
wow. They know you've been fighting this fight on immigration for years and years and years. You've been mocked and ridiculed, and they don't understand why Speaker of the House sits there and smirks at them and says, oh, these are not American values, when these are common sense Americans to say, hey, look, there ought to be a 1 or 2 or 3 year moratorium. Let's just find out who we got in this country. Why are we letting anybody else in here? Not that we're not a charitable nation, not that we're not a giving nation, not that we're not a nation built upon Judeo-Christian values. But hey, this is insanity.
But
well, yes, it is. And, you know, there's been a lot of criticism, of course, as you said, that's come for a long time. And the argument that that's not who we are, that's just one of the mantras that they put out. It's not supported by logic or rationale. That's not who we are. They use that same kind of argument.
The mantras. Mantras.
Mantras. Mantras.
What a dumbass.
they're always so concerned with this idea. People are laughing at them.
Yeah. Right,
these elite liberals are laughing at you.
You elite
at you,
liberal?
The common man.
No, we're laughing at you.
Well, don't laugh at my mantra.
We are a little. We are a little.
When I say we should not allow millions of people to pour across our borders and live in our society.
Oh, fuck you. It's not happening.
10,000.
Millions, though.
Syrian refugees. Millions. Is what we're talking about.
Right. And they're starving. And they're.
And we should secure our borders and restore the rule of law and respect for the rule of law. They say, but you're anti-immigrant, and that's not who we are. Well, once you get a little deeper into that, there's no depth behind that.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean there's no depth behind that?
What? This is a statement.
You're saying, we don't want those immigrants.
Yes.
Well, we are. We should not be a suicidal nation. My wife said this morning, if you had 100 grapes and you knew that 2 of them were fatally poisonous,
would you sit there and eat the grapes until one of them killed you?
Or would you decide, I'm not going to take that?
So this is that meme. His stupid wife saw the M&M meme and changed it to grapes. Is what happened.
Oh, my God.
Look at this quote down here.
The mass migration is the end of their culture,
European culture,
civilization, and they must know that they don't deny it because they've denied it. They've denied the reality that if they don't have their babies, if they abort their babies and decide by contraceptives and abortion not to have enough babies to reproduce themselves, they're a dying civilization.
If you selfish fucking women, you fucking cunts, not having babies and letting the Muslims take it's all on you.
How
it's
dare you take that pill?
Oh my God.
You bitches.
Wait. So taking the birth control is pro ISIS?
Absolutely, because we should have more Christian babies.
Come on, you sluts. How stupid.
Holy crap, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. An awesome and raucous Friday edition of Crab Diving.
Right.
Live. We'll be back every goddamn weekday. We're here, ladies and gentlemen, from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Time Coast.
Live.
Then you can listen to us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. Leave a good goddamn review.
Please. Oh, my God.
Thank you to Chris Oliver.
Yes, thanks for joining
us
today.
Follow him on the Twitter. Find out all about his comedial type stuff.
Yes, the Dow of Comedy.
At Chris Wood Oliver. All spelled the normal way.
Yes.
On the Twitter. Thanks for joining us, man.
All right, man.
Hey, great to be here.
Come back again.
So much fun.
Ryan Pfeiffer, follow him on the Twitter. Find out where he's going to be doing his comedy. Tonight is the Bomb Shelter in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Tomorrow night, Rated R Comedy Show, followed by Sloppy Seconds. Follow him on the Twitter at Rated R Comedy and go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Bye, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the Crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.